You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Rima Khreis. So, how are you feeling about the economy? Feeling good? Feeling okay? Because according to our latest consumer sentiment survey, despite having a lot of things to feel worried about, like, oh, I don't know, news of this highly contagious variant and rising inflation rates, consumers, people like me and you, don't appear to be all that shaken. The latest consumer sentiment numbers are out today from the Conference Board, which, you know, as we say a lot on this program, is an important thing to track. And this month, consumer confidence even ticked up a bit. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher gets us going.
What's surprising to John Lear of Morning Consult is just how little consumers seem to be fazed by Omicron.
Consumer confidence is actually up.
And Lear says with each COVID wave or new variant, consumer confidence is less reactive. And he says the vaccines factor in.
Vaccinations have been tremendously helpful in driving consumer confidence.
And he says consumers' outlook is boosted by the fact that businesses remain open even as cases rise.
It's this broader movement of growing resilience.
That's true for software engineer Adam Ondon in Seattle. These days, he's not as freaked out by COVID news like he once was.
Now it feels manageable. It feels like COVID protocols are now just sort of part of our day-to-day life.
In other words, he'll mask up and take Omicron precautions, but those actions feel more like an extra step.
Like, oh, we're going to go drive up into the mountains. Make sure you've got your chains in your car and all your cold weather gear.
Still, even if consumer confidence rose this month, Sharon O'Halloran, political economy professor at Columbia, says uncertainty still lingers.
We still have significant inflation that is taking place. We still have significant supply chain disruptions. We have gas and food costs at significantly high levels.
And that's why O'Halloran says consumer confidence is still nowhere near as high as it was right before the pandemic. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
So yesterday, just as a sort of extra precaution, with all the news of the Omicron variant spreading so quickly, I thought I'd buy a couple at-home COVID test kits. So I hit up three different stores and still came home empty-handed. Obviously, I'm just a sample size of one, but a lot of reports show that Americans are struggling to access COVID tests quickly and cheaply. Pharmacies have started to ration their kits. And across the country, mostly in big cities, you can see these long lines at testing sites wrap around the streets. Marketplace's Lily Jamali takes a look at the difficulties that come from relying on the private industry during a public health crisis.
Early in the pandemic, the federal government went big on supporting companies developing vaccines, but on testing, not so much. Lindsay Dawson is an associate director at the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says those priorities created uncertainty for makers of those COVID tests.
Companies were concerned that they didn't have a market. And in many senses, this is a natural response from a private company with a fiduciary and not public health responsibility.
That uncertainty came to a head this spring after people started getting vaccines, but before the Delta variant came along. Dr. Bob Wachter is chair of the Department of Medicine at UC San Francisco. He says that prompted the CDC to discourage vaccinated Americans from getting tested, even if they had COVID symptoms.
They believe that if you are fully vaccinated, you are not capable of transmitting the virus.
Demand for tests tanked. Some manufacturers even cut back production. But when the Delta variant emerged, the CDC reversed itself, and some firms started to ramp up their operations again. Wachter says in moments like this, it's essential for the private and public sectors to work together.
It really has to be a partnership, and I think it worked extraordinarily well with vaccines.
And many economists say getting testing right is key to sustaining an economic recovery and safeguarding the progress made so far. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.